All right. Hi, my name is Jenna Tubbs. I am an athletic trainer at Houston Methodist Sports Medicine. I'm contracted out to Dickinson High School, and I'm here with Loy Ball, who is an Olympic medalist from the 2008 Brazil Olympics. He was our setter for our men's volleyball team, and an old friend of mine. We won't say how old that was, but he is down here with Hudson Aquatic. He's the spokesperson for Hudson Aquatic, hence the shirt he's got on.
Very snazzy polo that
yes.
I'm wearing today.
And he's also with Team Pineapple in Angola High School. He's a volleyball coach. So I tracked him down to do this little podcast with him. So we're going to ask him some questions and find out how athletic trainers played a role in getting him to get a gold medal. So go ahead and tell us a little something about yourself, Loy.
Yeah, well, my first complaint is obviously Jenna went to my arch nemesis school, Ball State. She got the chirp right there. For all the Team Pineapple guys who went to Ball State, you can rub it in my face on our WhatsApp thread later. So, no, but when Jenna asked me to come on here, it's an absolute pleasure. We've been friends a long time. You know, that rivalry has turned into a friendship, not only with the players, but people who also went to Ball State. I went to IPFW. And to kind of start off, you know, I wear a lot of hats right now, Jenna. You know, we run a volleyball club up in Northeast Indiana, a little over 200 kids. Also the new high school coach. Obviously, the Hudson Aquatic part is just something, a great local company, American-made, in Angola, water therapy. No, but to get to your question, I know that's why we're here, to talk about PT and athletic trainers. I tell you what, they are the lifeblood of any high school, of any college, of any volleyball club, of any AAU basketball team, of any pro team. And I've been blessed to have some good ones. You know, the amount of work they do from, you know, just to the beginning of taping up ankles, which I know you learned down there in Muncie.
I did.
To the aqua therapy afterwards, to the stretching, to the rehab after, you know, I had two microfracture surgeries, one on each knee.
Oh, wow.
And so that's a 9-week grind. And without my PT, there's no way I would have got back. And I had those before I won the gold medal in China in 08. And so, you know, even in Russia, we'd get off the planes, they'd have the game ready and ice machines, and then we'd have deep tissue massage, we'd have stretching. I mean, without them, we can't perform. You know, we're blessed enough to have some God-given abilities, but without our ATs and PTs, we couldn't use it.
Awesome. I know, I remember back in the day, back when you were in college and we were at the national championship game. Tell me what happened to you before that national championship game.
Jeez, just like rubbing salt in the wound right now, Jenna. Well, you know, we didn't think we made the Final Four my senior year because those pesky Cardinals beat us in the MIVA finals. So, like any good Indiana guy, the next day I went out and played basketball.
Of course.
Well, of course, I broke my finger while playing. About 12 hours later, got the news that we actually got the at-large bid for the Final Four. So there was one really pissed off coach named Arnie Ball, a.k.a. my dad,
yep,
at IPFW, who let me know that that was not a bright idea. And so, unfortunately, neither Ball State or us had a very good showing. I think we ended up playing each other in the third-place match.
I think so,
too. I think Ball State beat us. But not a great ending to a nice college career. But as an athlete, and my dad said even later, that's what we do. We compete. And so whether it be basketball, whether it be ping pong, whether it be billiards, I came to win.
So why didn't you play basketball, being an Indiana guy?
Obviously, it's a question I get a lot. I was lucky enough to be on a good high school team, averaged over 20 points a game as a senior, got recruited by a lot of schools, the biggest one, of course, being Coach Knight at Indiana. Played AU ball with his son, Pat Knight, along with Damon Bailey, Eric Montrose, Glenn Robinson, obviously some big names in Indiana basketball. And I never forget, we had a press conference. I don't know why I had a press conference in high school. But the next day, to decide what the heck I was going to do. And at that night, dinner table, Jenna, I didn't know yet. And I remember my dad looked me right in the face and said, I think you'd be a fool not to play for Coach Knight at IU. And this is the guy that wanted me to play for him, too, in a little bit of a way. And so I went to bed that night, said a little prayer, woke up the next morning knowing exactly what I wanted. I wanted to be an Olympic champion in volleyball. I wanted to take my dad to his first Final Four. And here I sit with you a lot of years later, and I'm blessed enough to say it happened.
So you did both.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about this Hudson Aquatic that you're down here for. I saw on Facebook that Loy was coming to town because he doesn't get to Houston very often. And I said, hey, what are you doing down here? Was able to hit you up and come over and get you an interview with us. So tell us about Hudson Aquatic.
Yeah, so this is a local company out of Angola where I live now with my family up in Northeast Indiana. When it just got too hard for me to run on the road, Jenna, to jump too much, the backs and knees, someone in town said, hey, you should go see these aquatherapy guys in town. I'm like, I didn't even know there was an aquatherapy company in town. So I called them up. They said, come on over to the factory. Sure enough, they had one of these AquaFits, which is basically a self-contained single-person unit treadmill underwater. So I hop in there thinking, what the heck is this contraption? Sure enough, we get going 4 miles an hour, 5 miles an hour. The buoyancy, the jets against me, no pounding on my back. After 30 minutes, I was gassed. I got out next day, back didn't hurt, knees didn't hurt. but I knew that I had ran some miles. I was sold right there. So obviously I use it to train. We also use it for therapy. Unlike the old days, I had microfracture surgery. Like I said, you have to hop on a bike. It's awful. It's painful. Now, next day, when you have knee surgery, back surgery, you hop in this bad boy. The water resistance, the no pounding, it helps reproduce blood flow. It's just a great way to get back in the game sooner. And so when they asked me, hey, do you want to be part of the company? No, I mean, got a lot of hats already. I said, no, but if you want me to go somewhere and be a spokesperson for it because I believe in it, local company, great local guys, American product. I said, heck, I'll go to Houston, hook up my good friend Jenna, talk about Hudson Aquatic, all kind of good stuff.
That's right. You know, it's a good opportunity to come down here and meet some athletic trainers. You know, I work for Houston Methodist Hospital. We're always looking for bigger and better things. I'm definitely going to let my bosses know about this because we're always building new things. That's the great thing about working for such a great system.
Well, this is a great event. This is the first time I've been to this this convention, but oh my goodness, the kind of things that are available to our ATs and PTs and for our student athletes is amazing. I mean, once again, we won't date ourselves, but back when you and I mean, pretty much there was a bad tape job and a bucket of ice.
That's right.
Pretty much what the training facility looked like. And so now these kids, and listen, they're bigger, faster, stronger than we were. That's just the evolution of sports. So they need bigger, better sport equipment.
Right. That's the thing, too, is I used to call myself, I was one of the youngins, and now I'm one of the old school people. And it's hard to believe that I've been around this profession for 20 years.
Just more knowledgeable, not older, just
exactly.
More
experience. Experience. I like the experience thing. You know, I'm working on my 20th year at the high school that I've been at.
Awesome.
And, you know, we've grown from a little bitty training room to this big, huge facility. We just finished a brand new weight room, or we finished off our weight room, $20,000. Reconstruction. It's pretty cool.
Well,
so.
Not because you're senior, but I can tell you that they're lucky to have you.
And I'm big and buff now. I just became an athlete. I never said I was an athlete. I never really was an athlete. And I started working out. I went this treadmill so I can wake up and not be all sore, my
exactly.
back sore, knee sore.
Every morning, just hop in it. 30 minutes later, you're right as rain.
Yeah, I have osteoarthritis in both of my knees. And it was because I have such knee pain. It was because I was fat. And then I decided to just work through the pain, and I lost 50 pounds.
That's awesome.
But see, I could have done it better with your treadmill. Instead, I just I got injections in my knee.
Yeah, well, this will save the injection process here, yeah.
I went the hard way around. So is there anything else you'd like to add? I mean, we're excited that you're down here and, you know, being around us athletic trainers because we don't get to hang out with Olympic gold medalists. I tell you, I have a friend that got to go to the Olympics with our gymnastics teams this past year. I'm so jealous of her.
Well, it's just it's one of those jobs, and I know you will never say it, Jenna, but it's a thankless job.
It is a thankless
job.
Know,
they don't give
yeah.
a gold medal to our trainer. We had the same athletic trainer at the USA team. Aaron Brock was his name, and he actually is still the athletic trainer, so this will be his upcoming fourth Olympic Games, and he doesn't get a medal.
Oh, wow.
You know, he doesn't make much money, and yet without him, none of us would have the thing around my neck.
Right, exactly.
And so I just wanted to come down also let you know that we are appreciative, and we probably don't say it enough.
Well, we appreciate it. Even if you did go to IPFW, we still love
go
you.
Go Dons.
And thank you for coming down here and taking your time.
My pleasure. Anytime.
You're awesome. You. That was...